Mix 107.3.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful people and organizations throughout the community that are doing great things in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And our guests on the line this morning are Dr. Michael DeMattina, the founder of Dominion Fertility, and also Dr. John David Gordon, who is a co-director. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us on DMV Spotlight. For people who are not familiar with Dominion Fertility, could you give us a little history of Dominion Fertility, the mission, and what it is that you focus on?
Well, yes, Dominion Fertility was founded in 1987, so this is our 29th year, and we've produced over 7,000 babies now, and great. We now have several offices around the Beltway here, and four of us physicians, and it's our passion to do what we do. We really love it. We teach a lot to the community, OBGYN residents and doctors and medical students. But our main mission and goal is obviously to help couples who are infertile to achieve their goals and their dreams. And it gives a lot of pleasure to do that. It's fun medicine. A lot of medicine is chronic illnesses that never get better, doctors, death and dying. And ours is just the opposite. You know, we have people come in who are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, sometimes 50s. And, you know, nowadays with the technologies being so advanced and progressive as they are, you know, most people are successful, and it's great. And so it gives a lot of pleasure to do the work we do.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guests on the line this morning are from Dominion Fertility, Dr. Michael DeMattina and Dr. John David Gordon. And this is the 29th year in existence for Dominion Fertility. And it's really great what you're doing for the community and people who are interested in having families. Now, just for layman's term, for people who aren't familiar with the different avenues that are available for people who would like to have a family who can't start one, we know of IVF. Is that what you specialize in? And could you define what IVF is for people who aren't familiar?
Sure, I can take that. So, Coco, I mean, IVF actually has been around since the birth of Louise Brown in 1978.
Wow.
And actually, the first U.S. IVF baby was not born until 1980. So I can remember 1980 pretty well, so it doesn't seem that long ago. And the strides that have been made in the field are incredible. And what is so novel about IVF or in vitro fertilization is it involves getting the egg and the sperm together outside the body, then allowing the embryo to grow for a couple of days before it's put back into the uterus. And there are many different ways that we can do IVF. We can do it without medications, which is natural cycle IVF, which is how Louise Brown was conceived back in 78.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use fertility medications to get extra eggs to grow rather than just the one egg that a woman normally makes, and then use those extra eggs to create several embryos and then choose the best embryo, putting them back one at a time. And that's really been the big focus that we've had at our clinic, really trying to get each couple one healthy baby as fast as possible. Because the problem with our techniques is really that sometimes we're victims of our own success, and twins and triplets to us are not good outcomes. So we really want one healthy baby at a time, and really the field has changed a lot, especially with genetic testing, where we can actually identify which embryos are genetically normal and then put in one genetically normal embryo at a time, creating an excellent, excellent pregnancy rate with a very low twin rate. And Mike and I are really dedicated to that and have been very proactive. Right now, Mike, our twin rate, I believe, is absolutely one of the lowest in the country. Is that correct?
Yeah, consistently, Dominion Fertility has had led the country, really, in having year after year single-digit twin rates. The national average, as last reported by the CDC, was 20% twin rate, and ours has been single-digit since 2010. Last year, for example, we had less than 1% of our patients having twins. But most of our patients who we treated ultimately were successful. So they had, as John says, one healthy, normal baby.
Wow.
And John was alluding to the fact that we do testing to genetically screen the embryos before they're put back into the uterus. And this is great news for infertile couples, because not only do they get pregnant quicker with these tests that we do on the embryos, to screen the embryos to make sure they're genetically normal, they don't have Down syndrome or some other genetic abnormality. But it increases the pregnancy rates, decreases the miscarriage rates. We can put in one embryo and get higher pregnancy rates. This is tremendous news.
That is awesome. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning from Dominion Fertility, we have Dr. Michael DeMattina, who is the founder, and the co-founder, Dr. John David Gordon. Now, just for people who may not be married or people who are married, they haven't gotten around to starting a family yet. Most of the problems that people are encountering before they come see you is they can't get pregnant on their own, correct? That's the basic, right?
Yes, that certainly is correct.
Okay, and then they come to you for assistance. So this isn't for someone who wants to freeze their eggs and have a family later. They come to you when they are actually trying to start a family and they are encountering problems, correct?
Well, we see both.
Okay.
And that's actually, you know, Mike and I were speaking about an interesting patient today, a young couple, you know, who came in with that question saying, you know, we're nearly not wanting to conceive right now, but mm-hmm. we know we're young, and therefore we want to take advantage of our ages being young. And the question was, should we freeze some eggs or should we freeze embryos for future use? So those are treatments that we offer, and egg freezing really has, you know, come a long way in the last couple of years, so that last October, the American Society of Reproductive Medicine deemed it no longer experimental.
Mm.
So the ability to freeze eggs for them to be used later certainly has come a long way and is a reasonable treatment to discuss with patients who may be thinking about fertility preservation for the future or perhaps are facing a very scary diagnosis such as cancer or other medical concerns where, you know, it may result in marked diminution in their ability to conceive in the future, and therefore they do want to freeze eggs. So, no, we are a full-service clinic, and we really handle a wide variety of issues.
Wow, that is awesome. And if someone is listening and they'd like to find out more information on Dominion Fertility and the services that you offer, is there a website?
There is, DominionFertility.com.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guests on the line are from Dominion Fertility. We have Dr. Michael DeMattina. He is the founder, and also Dr. John David Gordon, who is the co-director. Now, we were speaking a little bit about the different services that you offer, especially the IVF in vitro fertilization. Now, if for a couple who is listening and they've been trying to have a family, they're not able to produce right now. And I just want to know the steps as far as what do they do? Do they go to their doctor to see if it's the husband or if it's the wife with the issue and then they come to you? Or do they go to you first to see what is going on and then you say, okay, this is what's happening. These are the options that are available.
Most of the time, people come directly to us.
Okay.
Sometimes they come to us via their OBGYN or their primary care physician.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, if they need advanced fertility care of any type, they would end up at a fertility center. Usually the diagnostic evaluation is performed very quickly,
mm-hmm.
3, no more than 4 weeks to complete the testing, which is not very elaborate at all, very simple testing. And then once that's completed, we can then sit down and delineate what's causing the problem,
mm-hmm.
and what are their options. IVF is just one option.
Okay.
But there are many, many options. It's just that IVF is what everybody hears about. And now that it has been refined and progressed so much with the additional testings that are available on the embryos themselves to make sure they're normal before we put them back into the uterus, most people elect to do that because it's a method that very quickly can result in a successful pregnancy. But we offer many, many different types of treatments. So that's just one of them. IVF is the one that everybody talks about.
Okay. What are some of the other treatments that Dominion Fertility offers?
Sometimes it's just simply addition of certain medications or hormones. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's intrauterine insemination. Sometimes we have to tell people bad news that, you know, on your own, you know, you have to resort to other methods such as adoption
mm-hmm.
Very often. Most of the time we can get a treatment that'll work for people, or they'll have to use an egg donor because her eggs just don't have the quality or she doesn't have the eggs anymore.
Mm.
You know, Dominion has been very fortunate. We have the oldest patient in Washington, at least to our knowledge, best of our knowledge, 48-year-old lady who came in to see me, she wanted to get pregnant with her own egg.
Wow.
She had been elsewhere and had gone through 4 stimulated IVF when she was 42 to 43, none of which produced a pregnancy. They told her to use an egg donor at age 44, and she didn't want to do it. So she just stopped all her infertility care, heard about us, came in at 47 and a half, and the first time we put an embryo in her using natural cycle IVF, she was successful and delivered a healthy baby at age 48. And
wow.
This last summer, we had another 47-year-old deliver from that same procedure. And they're both extremely lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But there you are. You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And they won. So how good is that? But
awesome.
We offer the full gamut of treatment services, probably more than most clinics in the United States. There are plenty of options for most people who come in.
Okay, and would you venture to say that IVF is the most effective if someone is looking to start a family? Is that like the go-to?
Usually when people come in to see us, though, you know, they've been trying for at least a year, sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to use the word desperate, but it sometimes becomes desperate where, you know, we have to do the best treatment available, which is usually IVF, in order to facilitate pregnancy. And some people have no other option because of whatever their medical factors are, their infertility factors are. I don't view IVF negatively.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're very fortunate. It has produced millions of babies, healthy babies in this world. So I think it's a major breakthrough in medicine that occurred, as John said, the first IVF baby in the world was 1978.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, wow.
The other thing is IVF is the only fertility treatment that even if we don't achieve a pregnancy, we at least learn something. You know, how did the eggs look? How did the embryo that came from the eggs look? You know, we actually learn something, whereas on the other treatments often leave you scratching your head saying, I don't really know why it didn't work. I don't know if the tube didn't catch the egg or the sperm couldn't find the egg. Or the sperm, you know, didn't fertilize the egg. We just know you didn't get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes patients are put into a difficult situation where, on the one hand, they're counseled, well, you know, this is a cycle that could result in a multiple pregnancy, but then again, it may result in no pregnancy. And that's hard, I think, for a patient to get their head around, saying, how can you say those two things in the same sentence
right.
that seem mutually exclusive? So with IVF, we have both the ability to gain information and to control the rate of multiples.
Mm-hmm.
When we've seen in the media, you know, John and Kate plus 8 and some of these other outcomes that are less than ideal, in general they have tended to be non-IVF outcomes where, you know, a patient took fertility medications and then, you know, did things the old-fashioned way or did artificial insemination and it was uncontrolled.
Okay.
Releasing multiple eggs and no way to control what the outcome would be. And I think those are really unfortunate stories. They certainly gain a lot of press, but I don't think that's the type of outcome that anybody is aiming for.
You know, IVF is really an easy process, compared to what it used to. When IVF first started, it was a surgical procedure performed in a hospital, and we have been performing IVF in our office, as most doctors do. We've been doing it since 1987.
Wow.
In our office. So the patient who comes in now should be feeling better that it's not an invasive procedure.
It's an outpatient procedure?
It's not an inpatient. It's not even a in the hospital procedure.
Wow.
Office procedure. And
wow.
There's no surgery, no scalpels. When we actually collect the eggs, they are sedated for about 5 to 10 minutes, and then we just simply place a needle into the ovaries through the vagina, as if you were having blood drawn from your arm. It's basically the same size.
Wow.
Almost, but it's just placed into the ovaries. And in fact, I've done women, many women, who don't want the analgesia, and we just put a needle in their ovaries and collect them. Now, I personally wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I agree with Mike.
Yeah, but we have some patients who are afraid of analgesia, you know, and so we would entertain that possibility, but it's much more civilized to use the analgesia medicines that are available, because it's so simple and so safe, but it's done in the office. So people ought not to be afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, it was a hospital procedure, But for decades now, it's been done in the office, and there's no surgery, no scalpels. It's quite simple.
Oh, wow. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guests on the line are from Dominion Fertility. We have Dr. Michael DeMattina, who is the founder, and also Dr. John David Gordon, who is the co-director. And we're talking about the different procedures. If you're listening and you've been trying to start a family and you've been encountering some complications, they are definitely the people to talk to. And the website address again, gentlemen, for people to find out more information?
DominionFertility.com.
All right. Now, just to break down the IVF procedure, if someone was to go in and they had their talk and that was the procedure that they were going to go with, the first thing you would do, and I just want clarification with this, is you would see if the woman is still producing eggs, and then if they are producing eggs, you take that egg and you do a test to see if it's okay?
Well, so there's two forms of IVF that we offer.
Okay.
The two forms of IVF that we utilize are natural cycle IVF versus medicated IVF. And in natural cycle, we're using the one egg that a woman is producing in her normal reproductive cycle. A woman has normal predictable cycles, getting her period pretty regularly every month. She almost certainly is growing and releasing one egg.
Mm-hmm.
So with natural cycle, we are monitoring with ultrasound and blood test that one egg as it's growing. And before it pops out on its own, as Dr. DeMattina was describing, the egg collection is performed under a mild sedation, takes about 5 minutes. We're very good at getting the egg with very low risk of complications. So that's the natural IVF. So now we have the one egg, we fertilize it, we let the embryo grow, and then we replace the embryo in the uterus, kind of like getting a pap smear. I mean, that's even easier. There's no sedation needed or anything. It's done, and we do it actually under ultrasound. The patient gets to watch the embryo being put back into the uterus with a very flexible catheter, no pain, easily done.
And this is all on the same day?
That would be usually three to 5 days after the egg collection, we're putting back the fertilized embryo.
Okay.
So the first step is we monitor for the growth of the follicle, then we remove the egg in the office, we fertilize the egg, we let the embryo grow for 3 to 5 days, and then the embryo is put back. So that is the natural cycle IVF. Now let Mike sort of fill you in on the other side of the coin, which is the stimulated IVF.
Okay.
So stimulated IVF is where we use fertility drugs. They're actually natural hormones. They're called drugs because they're dispensed from the pharmacy.
Okay.
But actually they're the same hormones that's in the lady's body. So they're natural hormones, but they're used to stimulate the ovaries to produce many eggs rather than just the one egg one would get in their normal natural menstrual cycle.
Okay.
And by having the many eggs, then we can produce more embryos, and then we can actually check the embryos to see if they're genetically normal embryos, and then we place one embryo at a time. And by doing that, you get much higher pregnancy rates. They're both good treatments, the natural cycle and the stimulated. And so there are different forms of IVF that exist that patients can elect to do or not do.
Okay, now with the natural cycle IVF, of course, that would just be one embryo, so you're only going to have, I guess, one birth if it is successful, whereas with the stimulated one, that's where you see the multiple births?
Well, that is where you see multiple births. Unfortunately, it is unfortunate, but just released from the CDC is that most clinics in the United States are simply not following the guidelines from the CDC or the Society of Assisted Reproductive Technology, and they're putting in too many embryos. And that's how Octomom occurred years ago.
Okay.
They put in way too many embryos. They violated the guidelines. There's no laws. In England, when I was in England decades ago, there's an actual law. If a doctor puts in, an infertility doctor puts in more than one embryo, the doctor can be arrested and serve jail time for 1 year for doing that.
Well, so the reason that someone would do that is they just want to guarantee that there is a pregnancy, and if one fails, you already have the other eggs in there. Is that the...
More embryos you put in to a point, the pregnancy rates would be higher. Actually, though, what we find out, studies have confirmed this, many studies, if you put in more than two embryos, all you're doing is increasing the chances for triplets, quadruplets, quintuplets.
Wow.
And it has no further increase. the pregnancy rate. So these clinics that put in, you know, these three or four embryos, they're clearly in violation of the guidelines, the medical guidelines. And all they're doing is increasing the likelihood for a multiple pregnancy.
Okay, now with the pre-implementation genetic screening that you offer, is that a way to look at the embryo prior to putting it in to see if it has the success rate, or is that just done in certain circumstances?
That really has been a game changer, and Mike and I really have embraced this technology because when you look at the embryos under the microscope, you would think that by looking at them, you could predict which ones were normal and were going to result in a pregnancy and which ones were not, and you simply cannot do that.
Oh.
So that by genetically testing the embryos, then freezing them and waiting about a week for the testing results to come back, we now will know definitively of that group of embryos that we were looking at under the microscope which ones are normal. And then we can go ahead and put them back one at a time, yielding a staggeringly high success rate with a very low multiple pregnancy rate. And that's this pre-implantation genetic screening, or PGS. Key, though, is obviously you've got to have good people doing this work. If you do not have a laboratory that can do the biopsies well, or a laboratory that can freeze the embryos and thaw the embryos well, then obviously you won't be doing the right thing for the patient. So we are blessed with an outstanding staff that is doing an excellent job at doing these biopsies and then freezing and thawing the embryos.
Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, our guest on the line this morning. From Dominion Fertility, we have Dr. Michael DeMattina. He's the founder, and Dr. John David Gordon, the co-director. And we're talking about the different options that are available if you are listening and you would like to start a family, you're encountering issues. Dominion Fertility, really great options. We just spoke about pre-implementation genetic screening and the frozen thawed embryo transfer. Now, that would be something if you saw that the natural IVF was not possible, correct? Or how does that work? Because I'm thinking that's a different process than what you just explained before, the in and out, come in, come back 3 days.
We have done it. And
okay.
Actually, so we do offer that. You could do pre-implantation genetic screening on the embryo that came from that single egg in a natural cycle. And some of our patients have done this and done it successfully. But it's a matter of just sort of the numbers, where it would be more efficient if you had a patient who could produce 10 to 15 eggs, resulting in several embryos to genetically test in terms of finding the normal one. But we do have patients who really, we know they won't respond to the fertility medications, and therefore we're stuck with working with one egg, but they still do want us to genetically test that single embryo.
Okay.
So we have done that, and Mike and I have both had patients who have taken this path.
Yeah, you know, I'll give you an example of a patient. Two patients I saw last year. One was 28 years of age, and one was 32 years of age. Neither one of them have ever been pregnant before in their life, and they came in, and the first case, the lady had a problem with her husband's sperm. The other couple had been trying for 3 or 4 years, and they didn't know why they were not getting pregnant, and their evaluation was completely normal. Both couples, the 28-year-old and the 32-year-old, produced 8 embryos that we biopsied and did pre-implantation genetic screening, PGS. And only one embryo in each of those two couples, 1 out of 8, were genetically normal. But guess what?
Wow.
We put the one embryo back in each of those women, and they both got pregnant. We're expecting them to deliver sometime this year.
Wow.
So you can see the advantages of doing the PGS and testing the genetics of the embryo, because had we not done that, then potentially they could have each gone through 8 separate embryo transfer procedures, which would have been taken an 8 to 12 months to do that, before we finally have established a successful pregnancy. So this is the power of the PGS and embryo biopsy. And it's quite safe. It does not increase the risk for birth defects. We think that it's not only here for the present, but it's the future of our industry.
Mike and I are always fighting a little bit of a battle against Dr. Google. So in these cases Mike is describing, so let's say we had not done the genetic testing on these embryos, and the patient came in, she put in one embryo, didn't get pregnant, put in another embryo, didn't get pregnant. Next thing you know, she's consulting Dr. Google.
Mm.
Dr. Google told her, you know, you need to do this and you need to do that. And none of those are going to matter because she has only one genetically normal embryo in that freezer, and nobody knew it.
Wow.
And so you end up with these, you know, really, you know, exhausting situations where you're trying to explain the science behind it, but it's hard to fight against Dr. Google sometimes.
Wow. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line, we have Dr. Michael DeMattina, who is the founder of Dominion Fertility and also the co-founder, Dr. John David Gordon. And we're talking about different procedures that are available if you are encountering issues in starting a family. Now, would you suggest for someone who is thinking about different procedures, would you suggest that they just come and set up a consultation, or would you suggest they find out about the finances first? Because someone might see this is wonderful and this is great, but then they find the shocker of the sticker value later. What would you recommend to someone who is listening right now?
Well, I think information is power.
Okay.
And so what we try to do is, you know, we don't try to sell this stuff. We just simply, infertility is a medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people don't think of it that way, but it's just like hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, infertility, nobody asked for it, but they got it. So we have patients come in and do a preliminary investigation. And that's usually covered by the insurer.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the good news. So we can then sit down with them and say, okay, here's what you got. Here are your treatment options. And then they can speak to financial counselors
that's
and find
awesome.
Out what's available or find out if their insurance is going to cover the treatments. So they when they walk in the office, they're not saddled with
okay.
the bill.
Okay.
They're going to gain basically a lot of information about themselves that usually most insurers will cover. And then they can take that information, we're not going to call up and bug them and hunt them down, so they can take it and do what they want with that. That's the power that they get. They get the information so they can then decide what they want to do.
Okay, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning, we have Dr. Michael DeMattina. He's the founder of Dominion Fertility, and Dr. John David Gordon, he is the co-founder. And this morning we've learned so much about IVF, pre-implementation, genetic screening. So many things that are available if you are interested in having a family and you've been encountering issues. And gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. It's been really great having you. And if there's one thing that you would like our listeners to take away when they think about Dominion Fertility and just having a family by other means and getting IVF, what would that be?
You know what? From my opinion, don't give up, because that's the common denominator for those people who have been successful. There's usually an option. There's usually a path. There's usually something that will work for you. But you just can't give up.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's no reason that if somebody wants a chance to become a parent, there are so many paths to parenting, and we're hoping it runs through their own eggs and sperm, but it could be through adoption or donor egg. There are so many ways to be a parent and to have that experience. I totally agree with Mike. Don't give up hope.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on DMV Spotlight. It's been really great having you.
Thank you.
All right. And that will conclude this week's edition of DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. And as always, if you're part of a wonderful organization that's doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a moment, go to our website, mix1073.com, and there you can click on the link that says DMV Spotlight and send us all the information regarding your organization. Thanks again for listening to DMV Spotlight, and have a wonderful day.